outraged and told Sammy so. Sneed answered innocently.
Well, I only wanted to see how good the grass felt, Gene.
Well, here's a little fact that's rather interesting. That the emotional fighting Ty Cobb seldom argued with a decision with the umpire. And I think that Leo DeRocher might make a note of that. The 9-game losing streak in spring training of the Philadelphia Phils proves that the war can't alter everything, too. Merit is recognized in the San Francisco Recreation Commission. Jim Lang, who's done such a great job as supervisor of athletics for the city of San Francisco in the recreation department, has been promoted to assistant superintendent by Miss Josephine Randall, head of the department. A fine promotion, well earned. Eddie Muller, the boxing writer of the Examiner, was pounding out a story on the coming Navy relief pastor Turkey Thompson show tonight when the phone at his elbow jangled. He answered, and a sweet voice inquired,
"Could you tell me when does the World Series start?"
And that measures up to the anecdote related by Daisy, the PX operator of the Examiner for the past 35 years. She was on duty at 4 o'clock one morning recently when the board lighted. She plugged in to answer, and a gruff voice demanded,
"Quick now, sister, I got to know this right away. How much did Tom Sharkey weigh the night he fought Jim Jeffries at Coney Island?"
And that at 4 o'clock in the morning. Consider the plight of the University of Oregon tonight. Last week, Tex Oliver, head football coach, left Eugene to become lieutenant commander in the Navy. Oregon immediately appointed Vaughn Corley, head coach of the Wetfoots. Today, Corley visited the athletic department of the University of Oregon and said,
"I think I'm going to the Navy next week."
Jaime Pechenek, the perennial Oakland rooter, elated over the Oaks' win last night, remarks,
"If that Kristoff gets to hitting this year like he did last night, that Dean Maddox will have them apples all over the joint."
Ted Jennings, the man of manifold injuries, is riding the bench, having recovered from a broken leg. He's now suffering from a badly pulled thigh muscle. And with the advent of Ollie Beamer, the new second baseman, Ted may have to fight Ray Perry for that hot corner. Frankie Kovacs III was born this week in Berkeley. 8 pounds, 4 ounces of him. Young Kovacs has good lungs and has started emulating his dad already. His mother, Virginia Wolfenden Kovacs, is doing well, thank you. And Frankie Kovacs said today,
"Think we'll call him Ace."
Well, how do you figure this one out? During spring training, Seal outfielder Ralph Hodgson couldn't get a single bingo. And now he leads the Pacific Coast League with an average of .472. Well, I find that our time is just about up, and I want to thank Stephen Day and Bruce Brothers for this perfectly swell gift that's been given me, and so to say a very friendly goodbye to all of the regular listeners to this sport page of the air. I want to thank Bob Emmerich for being a fine partner and being very cooperative in working with me on this program, and I want to wish Jack McDonald, who succeeded me in the editorial chair and at the microphonic press of this program, good luck on the future presentations of the sport page of the air. And winding up, on behalf of Roos Brothers, I just can't forget through habit to say, buy and buy and buy defense stamps and bonds, won't you? So that some of our good Navy bombers, the boys that are training over at Moraga, will be able to yell four at the enemy. And so we'll say good night, good sports, and goodbye.
Roos Brothers, sportswear headquarters for California, with stores in San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, Palo Alto, San Jose, Fresno, and Hollywood, have brought you the sports page of the air with Ernie Smith, which comes to you every weeknight at 7 o'clock on KYA. And once more, I'll remind you to tune in again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and hear Jack McDonald, the new sports page editor. This is Bob Emmerich inviting you to tune in again tomorrow night at this same time, same station, with Jack McDonald. This is KYA San Francisco.